Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Friday, November the 7th, 2025.
Hail, yeah.
Hail to the year. You know what's wild and crazy about this world?
I wish you'd tell me.
I'm going to. On YouTube, my personal YouTube, which I rarely use, but I have the... I got a notification a minute ago, and it said, the Rise Guys are going live this morning. Because I smashed that bell button.
Hell yeah.
I smashed the bell button.
All right.
And it said, WWE Women's Champion Jade Cargill will be live on the Rise Guys.
Yeah, boys.
Shortly after 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Those of you on the West Coast, it'll be noon your time. No, wait a minute. 6 a.m.
Yeah, get up early.
I think Londoners, you're going to be at noon. I don't know how that works.
No, they'll be... Yeah, they're ahead. Yeah, 5 hours.
Those of you listening in Asia, tell us what's going to happen. Tell us how the interview goes. Because you're ahead. So they would thus know on the time continuum how the interview goes before it even starts.
Oh, we got to recheck in with Jimothy Shondells. Or London P1.
Yes. P1... Yeah, that was his name, Jimothy.
Yep.
I wonder if that was his real name. Jim, like Tim is short for Timothy.
Timbo, Timbucha.
That's Kimbucha. And she's not doing well. Pray for her. Mm. Her and Prosecca.
Old girl.
You know, is that a cheese or a wine now that I think about it?
It's white wine.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well,
because I just found out capicola is gobblegoo.
The deli meat?
Yep. So they should have kept it gobblegoo.
That is gobblegoo?
It's capicola.
Prosecco is like a sparkling wine.
Yeah.
Ooh, what makes it sparkle? Like, I really don't know.
Do you want me to?
Yeah, because like when it comes to alcohol,
it's like champagne.
That mess up.
You were the mess up.
Yeah,
I thought you had the punchline already.
It was a punchline. Uh-oh. You really just blew my mind on the gabagool and the how do you say it?
Capicola is what the meat is.
Capicola. So I immediately thought, like, if I was in the seventh grade, eighth grade spelling bee again, and they said spell capicola, I would be so screwed. I think it's, is it C-A-P-P-I cola?
Is it C-A-P-P, whatever you just said?
I-Cola. No, it's not. It's not.
We're looking for C-A-P-O. C-O-L-L-O.
That's misspelled. What about gabagool? How do you spell that? And also, is that also a Scooby-Doo villain?
That one's up for debate. I don't know if there's been an official...
Jiggies! It's the gabagool! No, it's not. Pull off that mask.
Because I think
it's Old Man Logan.
It became a Sopranos thing because he mispronounced it, and then everybody thought that's what it was.
A gabagool.
Or us non-Italians thought that's what it was.
He called Capicola gabagool?
Yeah.
How many stogies do you have in his mouth when he said that?
I don't know, but do you remember, like, in the
first... Have you seen my stogie?
In the first season, he'd walk up to the fridge and say, you know, who had a gabagool?
So he's saying, where is that Capicola?
Yeah.
My God.
But he called it gabagool. And then that's why we got Vincent Pastore, Big Pussy,
yeah,
a.k.a. the gabagool for Halloween.
God. That is...
That way, that show came along at the perfect time because it was appointment viewing every week and then like stuff like that just...
And everybody stayed... most people were watching it and it was that, like you said, appointment television. You came in the next morning. Don't say anything off the air. We're going to talk about what Big Pussy did to Uncle Junior next. Far? And it was everybody was, you know, it was on the same. And now, everything's like, dude, she knew the bailiff? Did you watch the new Game of Thrones Naked and Afraid 4 on Love Island? Whatever, I don't know.
Do you remember?
Did you watch Bronze Bachelor last night, dude?
when the...
How lame.
He's tanning. They call him Bronze Bachelor.
This was a...
Really into tanning. Tan Mom will be on there.
And we piece out clips from The Sopranos the next day on certain places. And as soon as he said the famous line he said when he was talking about, I forget who he was talking about, but you know, he's a blank.
Oh.
We wore that freaking clip out for years.
And you know what's crazy? This is true Real as Rain talk with y'all right now. We were never told to stop playing it. We were never told. It was just we knew as people. We should probably stop. We're going to the well too many times with this, even though no one has said not to. And no. Society was still like, I don't mean it like that. But it was one of those times where I felt good. Like, not that we censored ourselves, but we saved ourselves a lot of trouble.
Yeah, we did. Because if you remember when P1s would call in, they would say the line, like, you know, he's a blank. Mm-hmm. And then we'd just be saying it back and forth like parents.
Yeah.
Like that pair from yesterday that watched the guy hooked up.
Oh, boy.
Hook up with this girl.
Creepy bird.
God bless. Yeah, and that's the thing, too. You know, when you see stuff like that, you're like, God, the way that someone wrote that, you know, like Sopranos or, you know, a lot of that based on reality, embellished a lot. But then you get guys like that call in. Talking about, man, I got this girlfriend. She's real hot, and I like her a lot and everything, but she's just weird with pets. She's got this parrot. She lets it sit there and watch us do sex.
Ugh.
Well, you know what the other thing was, is he was talking about...
And making the noises and stuff.
He was talking about other pets she had that we didn't go into. So does she have normal pets, like a cat or a dog? Does she have odd pets?
Exotic pets.
Yeah.
She has a Savannah cat.
What is that? I gotta look that up.
It's a big cat that purrs like a...
Like a Maine Coon?
Yes. No, not like a Maine Coon.
Does it sound like Eartha Kitt?
Kinda, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Look out.
Yeah, I want a Savannah cat. I have a Maine Coon right now.
What?
Yeah, he's part...
What's his name?
Elvis.
Well,
my God.
This is... Okay, this is a hybrid. It's a... What's it a hybrid with?
What's your mind blown about?
It's got like a deer body. It's like it's hard to
explain.
It does
not have a deer body. It's a cat.
Well, this one picture is a fake thing. It's like look at that.
It's a huge cat.
This like part deer, part cat.
No.
Look how long his neck is.
God.
It's kind of like a cheetah.
It looks like Paige's shoes.
That's what happened to him.
My cuffs.
Oh, my God. Dude, okay. I need to ask this. I got two fingers down now. One of them represents her Maine Coon name, Elvis. The first one, though, represents... Do you now have some kind of... what is it called? When someone has, you know, I have to... Good luck charm or something like that. Because every day... And this is not a knock, so please don't stop. I swear on everything it's not a knock. But every day, there is... Some leopard print in yes. your fit.
Sometimes.
No.
Generally.
No. Unless Saturday and Sunday. But Monday through F, you are, you're wearing. The other day I mentioned it. I'm looking at your shirt, and you showed up. Here's your shoes.
My cuffs.
Yep. Today, I look not on the shoes, but the cuff of her jacket. You look very nice today, by the way.
Yeah. He's always talking to him. Print.
Yeah, he looks great.
I was talking
He's wearing the fancy dark T-shirt. Ooh, mysterious.
Yes.
The gray shorts. I never see the shoes, so I imagine they're really high end.
Did you hear what she just said?
Mm.
What did you just say? What kind of shorts?
Gray.
I have not stood up. She has not seen me. She has not come around here.
But there's only three options.
She's 100% right. They are gray shorts. I take them off.
You have the blue, you have the black, and then you have the gray.
Yeah, one of the white ones, like mix the white ones in.
Well, not this time of year, you shouldn't.
I get paranoid with the white ones.
You wearing gray shoes or white shoes? That's where I need to know.
I got the good ones. Brought out the Nikes.
I get you on the, that's why I always disliked Easter. Sunday. It's because that's when you're eating a lot of food and you're wearing white pants.
Yep.
And I ain't even talking about necessarily from the back. I'm talking about a little drip in front.
Oh, yeah. Like something's going to happen.
Yeah, it looks like a little egg yolk here.
I mean, I'll be honest with this Cowboy jacket. Up. It doesn't fit me very well, but I like it.
It's got like presidential buttons on it. Look at that.
It doesn't.
God, if you wore that topless, that'd be kind of hot, to be honest with you.
It is.
She's done it before. That's a mountain jacket.
Remember the time she, I don't know if she showed it to us. I think your husband showed it to us, and it was the picture of you putting on his fireman outfit, and you had the suspenders down.
Probably
over.
Him. Jesus. It wouldn't have been me, because when we got engaged, that what we did. We posed in his turnout gear. I don't know why.
I forgot about that. The suspenders were strategically placed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that.
It was a big suspender.
And then he did it. The way I had him posed in his picture was smoking hot.
Yeah, he was wearing headphones.
I took his suspenders down. I was like, "Ooh, mercy."
When you get that picture again.
What would you do if his beeper or whatever went off and said, five alarm fire? Fire alarm? I haven't been to.
He hasn't had a beeper in so long. I'd probably have a nervous breakdown.
What? Outdated guy over here.
I know what that. I thought doctors and stuff still keep them.
Yeah, they do for some reason.
What happens though? Well, he would only have to go in. But let's save pretend world. He's on call. He's working from home, taking his gear there. He even drove the truck home. That's got to be weird. The parking.
His parking.
Where you live. Then the call comes in.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "Paige, come with me."
He doesn't say anything. He just leaves.
I gotta go. Something's on fire.
He doesn't say a word.
No, he just gets up and grabs shoes and goes, runs out the door.
You know, he's not sleepwalking sometimes.
Well, I mean, if you're running out the door, I assume it's something.
I smell fire.
And the tones used to go like whatever. I would hear the tones on the beeper. And his phone would go like because he had some kind of fireman show, whatever, with the sirens. That was his ringtone. So if somebody called.
Wait a minute. His ringtone would be.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that would.
God.
I mean, I guess at that point you love that sound.
Yeah.
I'd get a mild heart attack every time my phone rang.
I'd do it every time I stand up.
He'd go in the middle of the night and come back and roll back into bed with me, and I'd be like, "What was it?" And he goes, "Just, you know."
I'll save this cat.
I had to use the jars of life on somebody. This fat bitch that got stuck in the wreck.
I had to get the jars of clay out on her.
Because he started as a volunteer and then worked his way in. So
that's wild.
Paying them dues. We got to get that picture for the beat bank or whatever they call it. The kids at the secret stash.
I'm sure it's
fat folder.
Is that what it is?
Fat folder. Fat folder.
But I don't have his pictures. I don't know. He probably sold it.
No, we got those.
Oh, we have his. You've not seen the wallpaper in the office.
Yeah. Oh, God.
We started the bank with those.
Now, gosh, and I'm fine with this. This Maine Coon that you got, knowing the past that we have with those cats through previous associates, why would we not? And again, I you don't have to share every morsel
of
your life.
I did tell you I got a kitten named Elvis.
You did not say you had a Maine Coon cat.
Yeah.
What's the difference? He's just going to be a big cat.
Yeah, but those suckers are
big old cats.
Like he could like fight your dog.
Yeah.
Well, he's almost as big as a Chihuahua right now, and he's
what?
He's like she's kind of saucy, and I'm thinking I'm just gonna let nature take its course.
She's a Maine Coon cat.
No, well, the dog will be corrected at the proper time, and she'll know she can't bully this cat.
Man,
this You get, you like,
know, what's weird about a farm cat, though, is they will walk around. You would think from their point of view, they would be kind of scared with larger animals mm-hmm. around them and stuff. Boy, they are not. They walk around like...
come in, claw, bitch.
Yeah. Well, they are literally like small versions of Wolverine in a sense.
What do you think that is? They feel each other out and they know, like, from the beginning, like, okay.
Like, do they... I have to watch. They give each other, like, the nod, like you would, like, a homie or a friend, you know, you know, not a friend, but, you know, someone who looked like you. You see him across the street, giving the nod.
Going to get rid of snakes and mice and things like that, so that's really good.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, are they intermingling in a big, like...
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, not all of them.
Like, they'll sit with each other, because my cat and my dog asleep. Like, one, I went downstairs, and they were all piled on the sofa together cuddling.
That's what I was going to ask.
Orgy.
Yeah, you ever catch them, like, you know, funny stuff?
No.
You have a doggy cat.
No.
You have a pussy dog.
Would that work?
A pussy dog?
Like,
boy, I mean, just like that.
I don't know.
Sorry. My grandson watches Dog Man. It's got a half
I thought
man,
it was a new
dog.
Show he was watching.
I'll let you know when
it's in the makers of
the big dog goes in heat, if the cat will act weird, but I don't think it should have anything to do with them.
Because are animals a species onto themselves?
Is it okay to name a big dog Andre Scalaraga?
If you want to. I named mine Eva Sophia, so.
You give them middle names. That's where it's just.
Why not? You know. Although Elvis just has one name. His name is Elvis.
How did his jumpsuit look on Halloween? Great. Don't say you didn't buy him one. That's probably why you named him damn Elvis.
I named him Elvis because my mom had an orange cat named Elvis. And
should have named him Trump.
And this one's orange.
I like it. And I love the kitty.
And he's sweet. Like Elvis.
Show you how I'll pick him up later.
If I named him Trump, that would be weird. Me yelling through my neighborhood, Trump, come here, Trump.
I thought it was a bit.
And all my neighbors would scatter.
I
regret naming my one dog Ice now.
I just saw the new SNL. Is Trump really putting candy on top of it?
Yeah, I told you, Goober. Oh, Minion's head. He laid a Hershey bar.
Or, but he did it 2 years in a row.
It was a Beast bar.
Well, he did it last year and this year. He's just laying candy on top of their head.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Try to get it later.
Well, he didn't. He looked down for the hands. See, that's one of those costumes where, I know we're all over the place, but it's Friday. But the hands, I don't know that they're real hands. I think there's like, you know.
Fake hands?
Yeah, like fake hands.
Daddy's hands?
Oh, it's a wonderful song. Elvis.
You got a buzz? It's just me that has a buzz? I feel like I got a buzz in the ears.
You hear
a buzz,
buzz
in the ears? You hear a buzz?
I have a buzz, but I don't hear one. Yes. Paige, hit your mic just to see. We should. No, not. I meant turn the volume off.
Hey, you said hit it.
Oh, that was it.
Punch it.
Damn, what is that? Is it the feedback from the TV? And if it is, why does no other radio entertainment blah blah in the world have this problem?
Let me see if it picks up on the other one.
Paige, can you stand on your head? We put the mic on the floor.
No.
Will it work that way? Let me try this real quick. Oh, it's picking up on the other one too. Maybe it isn't.
It could be.
I'd hate to turn it off to see, but I can later.
It could just be the processing.
Is it something that somebody could fix, though? That's my question.
I don't know. Sorry. I'm now.
It's not my expertise, my friend.
I'm Googling if a dog and a cat got together, if it would be a.
A bat.
No, I think it would be a dog pussy.
Like, could they.
A pussy.
Pussy dog.
Could they.
I don't think.
Well, I hit the limit today after talking about Sopranos earlier now.
I thought they sponsored this segment for some reason. Like, we call animals animals, but I don't know, like, as far as, like, you know, when you get that close into it.
See how cute that is.
What's viable or what's not.
God, man, Paige. That's the stuff you should be putting on the Instagram instead of pictures of you looking like.
It is on my Instagram.
Playing with your chest when you were.
Well, I'll unmute you now. I'm kidding. It's a joke.
He loves you.
No, don't. I do, but don't say that. I've actually got her. I've actually got Paige's Christmas present already.
Oh God!
Yes.
you
know what?
Something.
Like, I am. I'm about probably another paycheck away from done.
Damn.
I don't even start to the day of.
Yeah, I do that every year, and it makes the time miserable because we get the week off before, and then that's like lollygag.
Blech. Oh God, that's, you know, the week I like to travel.
Guess what? You're the week off after too.
That's when I'm hurrying around trying to find some after Christmas specials.
I'm hoping to go to the beach or get away that week.
Oh.
I want to take my dog to the beach.
Well, you're going
to
have about 25 days.
So. I know. Just go down
Let's
there.
Let's not rub it in.
That's misery.
Everybody's flipping out. Okay. What?
This is my dog, Elvis. He's
no,
he's
the
my
cat.
Main coon.
The cat.
It's the cat. It's the cat. This is my friend Matthew. He's looking for a
so you didn't
a
name
dog pee.
You didn't name the Maine Coon Ace Boone. You named him Elvis.
I named him Elvis.
That works.
So
and he fits the name. I mean, he was just
like, I was like Bilo.
He was just like the other cat named Elvis. He's very sweet.
Bilo. God dang it. You are a marketing student. I remember that one. The name fits.
The name fits.
Walter.
Yeah, big Walt. You only saw his hands.
Yeah, they rolled an apple into
I
it.
I always
rolled
thought that the cow on the roof was really cool.
You're thinking of Chick-fil-A now.
No, I'm thinking
no,
of
I know.
Bilo.
They had the bulls.
Can I quiz you? What two fruits were on the bonus card? There were two fruits.
So the reason I won't know that is because I wasn't handling money at that point.
I say cherry and apple. I don't know.
Well, the answer is a banana and an apple.
Banana.
Oh.
Two bananas.
What about cherries?
Apples and bananas.
Cherries and bananas. I'd go for that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be pretty good. Chocolate-covered bananas mm-hmm. or something that looks like it.
I bet you'd like an eggplant and a couple pears. Fat boy.
She got the pear.
How about an eggplant and two avocados?
My God.
What do you got plans for?
What do you got plans for?
No sugar.
You're a wild woman.
What are you thinking? Your mind is in
Speaking
the gutter.
Speaking of wild Sex. Women, Paige is never not. Coming up, again, after 9 o'clock this morning, Jade Cargill will be joining us. The WWE Women's Champion will be in studio. We'll be live streaming it on video and all that.
She's going to have the strap? She's got to have the strap.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they send her here.
What does that mean?
The belt.
Oh, cool.
Straps. Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
The lineage of that belt. I mean, it used to be shaped like a butterfly back in the day. Now it's like a real belt.
The guy retired for this belt.
That's right. So she'll be joining us. We'll talk about her, likely her famous husband as well. And I'm looking to say, you know, there's an off chance that they could have got divorced yesterday. You don't know. Maybe it's not hit the press yet. I hope not either. But should she come in needing a shoulder to cry on, I will get a step stool and let her do.
I noticed you did dress up. You look pretty nice.
Well, it's Friday, but I did give that a little thought. You know, I'm kind of seeing what Paige says now about like we have guests. It's like you got to maybe you know. I see you. You wore the gray shorts. So
gray shorts.
Yeah.
In honor of the famous football game, the CFL.
That's right. Yeah, the gray game. The old gray game.
Gray shorts.
I hope, you know, he's making
time for a taster, blah.
You stupid son of a bitches. You f***ing greasy, potato-eating stupid motherfuckers, and go back to that f***ing driving school and learn how to motherfucking drive.
Oh, he's kicking up the feud all over
again. I've heard it six times now. Is he saying simpleton or simping?
Ooh, I don't know.
Well, we don't have to hear it again.
I don't think I heard either one.
Well, that's a fun tease for later. We'll find out what he said. In the meantime, Paige, what you saying in the
I'm going to say why you're going to feel pressured. Why does everybody feel pressured around this time of year? We'll get into that. I mean, is the stress level just like getting out of control? We'll talk about that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
It must be people trying to finish up work right before the end of the year. They're like, oh, no, I got to work hard now. That's not it. People don't care about that.
Well, I mean, a lot of people.
God, it's a big forehead.
You know, God bless. Good Lord.
Whole guy on TV right now.
Wowee. Yeah, it's
ADD.
A lot of people that are like transplants or they moved here from, you know, various places, they either go or their family comes to them. And most, you know, most people that I know or whatever, their families in this area, so they see them all the time, or it's not, you know, this major thing that they have to spend the night in their house, like Christmas vacation.
Yeah, it's
I mean,
not a big
think
deal.
About that if that was your real life, where your two sets of in-laws
coming together.
I mean, oh my God! But I mean, there's people out there listening that go through that every year, and that's why they hate this time of year. They hate it. But we'll find out maybe the real answer next. Happy Friday, Jade Cargill. I love you.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige, and our headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So we begin with your happiness. And there was a study that was conducted, online poll. 7 in 10 people feel pressured around this time. What do you feel pressure about?
My blood.
Good answer.
I mean, right now or just generally this time of year?
This time of year.
I guess having to pay for everything, right? Like, you're going to put something off. What are you going to put off? What are you going to bump? You know, your light bill? You going to bump your light bill?
No.
You're going to pay your stupid ass rent?
I just paid everything at the end of, before a water bill and electric bill were cut off. Like today was the, or yesterday was the deadline.
I auto pay that stuff.
I love it.
And it's not, it's just because I don't want to ever forget and go to, you know, flush and go, uh-oh.
You know what that is, and it's not against you. It's a good position to be in. If you can auto pay a bill, that's when you know things are going good. Because how many people pay bills on time, to be honest with you?
I auto pay
the crucial ones like mortgage and.
It's very hard not to live check to check. No, I don't. I live like hell. Pretty good, but you know, I've been there more often than not. I've been there a lot.
But you just, tell them now you love them.
You're burning the Benjamins. You're just so rich.
You know, that reference isn't going to mean anything anymore because, like I was thinking about that the other day. Like, you know, when with rap videos and stuff, you know, with the money and everything, like, people don't carry it anymore.
No, they don't.
So it's weird. Like, if I see you with a lot of $100 bills, I'm assuming they're Amazon dollars.
I'm not real
because people don't have...
An exotic dancer of some sort, or a hooker.
If you have that much cash on you, it is alleged that you are either a bookie, a dealer, or a hoe.
She didn't go with bands or jelly rolls. She went straight with Benjamins.
It's all about the Benjamins. Baby. Hey, bands make them dance.
Wow. Oh.
Like, watch. No, I'm not going to say that. Let's go. I was going to make a reference to our guest later, and I will do that after.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. So the reason why people are feeling...
I was going to say, I got a jug buck here if you want to...
shirt. Oh, no, you didn't. Okay, so there was a study that found that 7 in 10 people feel pressured to act happier.
That's hard to do, too.
Than they are around this time of year. And 69% of these people feel like they have to act happy around the holidays, which... I get that a lot. They're like, well, we know how you are. You hate the holidays. And no, I don't hate the holidays. It just brings on anxiety of people dying around me, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But this year, it's going to be different. I keep saying that every year. It's going to be different.
Hey, what do you do normally? Do you go to somebody's house?
I do. I go to my niece's house, and that's about it. And I like to spend time with Jared, and I like to plan a trip with him or something fun.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just listening. I'm not. I'm just thinking about. Yeah, that's gonna suck this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just is. I mean, it's not. I'm aware of it, but just thinking about it, like,
yes.
It's gonna be very odd.
Obvious missing piece.
My big. What are you doing on Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm thinking about robbing your house. Let me know.
Okay.
If you're gonna be gone.
Either I'm gonna cook or. Because there's a restaurant that I love to go to, so I'm probably going to go there.
McDonald's?
Well, that's where I get my coffee.
You actually live close to the worst one I've ever been to. Like customer service doesn't exist at that one.
Stop.
That particular one. But
that particular one is, you're absolutely right. There's no question in my mind. They're usually kind of uniform in a sense.
Complaining.
Not in that one.
I'm not complaining because I do like my sugar-free vanilla iced coffee, so thank you. You know when I'm coming. Thank you, thank you.
Here, come on, Paige. Paige with the
come
news.
Come along.
What's she going to be talking about this morning, girl? Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
You want your coffee?
Yes.
I used to.
I need you to tell me the latest on Sydney Sweeney before I give you these lattes.
I would.
Do you ever quiz somebody like they'd say, love the show? I'm like, okay. What did we do yesterday?
I told you.
I do that all the time. When was the last time you listened? You keep telling me how much you love me.
Did you blow Joey diapers up or something?
Oh, okay. I'm glad you said that one word in there.
Whoa.
I told Fatboy I did the, it was that, I can't remember the name of the thing now. I'm awful. It was like Tattoo Con or something. But it wasn't called that. But that's kind of what it was. It was a convention of tattoo artists.
That's really cool.
And I was there. And,
on the hottest day of the year.
Inkfest.
This guy... came and the guy was older, and he's like, man, I just love y'all show. And I was like, oh, thank you. I mean, like, that's always nice to hear. And then he says, I can't get enough of what y'all do to Jeff.
Whoa, that's too kinky.
Hang on, buddy.
Hang on now.
I love the
I just
he may have served some time, and when he came back, here's a replay of the phone scam. He thinks he's still here.
Man, what happened to so-and-so? I was legally dead for 15 years, and then I came back.
I've got a QR code now. I just let people scan it.
What happened, old dude? I like when you get the lean in.
Which one are you talking about?
I swear I won't tell anybody.
I won't say nothing, but seriously.
What's the intel?
What happened to Spooge? Where's he at?
Did Dookie take him out?
Yeah. Did that guy ever come back and get his tripod? Yeah.
Well, things like that. Happened to that guy? He showed up for two videos, and he was in one of them, getting himself over.
I think he used us to be cameos in his video. Meanwhile, pretending to be a video or whatever you call that, producer. And then he left all the equipment here after he made his video. Left the equipment here.
I guess it was a cool peace offering,
We made a planner out of it. It was nice.
Yeah, did he get any... dollars off the video?
I don't know.
Actually. I don't know. I don't think you can sell it in this country.
You sell it in this country.
It's one of those you can get in Amsterdam, I think. No. That's crazy.
One of those you got to film in a farm somewhere.
It's a honky show.
I don't do those things.
All right. Thank you, Paige.
That was almost our first name, The Honky Show.
The Honky Show.
Or the rebrand.
Yeah.
Let's just stick with Rise Guys. How about that?
Yeah. That's because I came up with that name. Yeah.
The Honky Show.
Yeah, Rise Up.
Honky Donkey. I get it.
Honky Show.
Watch your mouth. If you could see it from here, you'd love it. Paige, thank you again. Fat Boy, what is up in sports?
The NFL's most elusive fugitive.
Found him.
He's been caught. I'll tell you who it is.
Was it known he was there? Like, I mean, was it known to people and it was like he's on the run in this country?
I think people kind of pieced it together.
God, he
had an incident there earlier a couple years ago. If you remember, he was butt naked in the pool showing his gimmick off to whoever was walking by.
You want to see it?
That's where that happened.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, they found him. And where they found him, you will not believe. Up a hare's ass. It's odd, right?
To the left.
Yeah.
Hey!
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. Almost brought to you by that burp I did off air. This day in sports history. 34 years ago in 1991, he announced that he had tested positive for HIV.
Oh, man.
Of course, we know
Irvin.
He would retire from basketball, but he would go on to make a comeback. He'd coach for season two. Three comebacks, to be honest with you.
And he bought a bunch of movie theaters.
God, he did. And then he had the Magic Hour. Remember the TV show?
Oh, man.
Bought a bunch of Starbucks, too, like he was.
He must be doing well business-wise.
Yeah, his portfolio was diversified, to say the least, and that was
Well, he couldn't go chase women anymore, so he's like, I'll do some business now.
Look at him now. He's part owner of the Dodgers, part owner of the Commanders.
It was smart.
Magic's Plus, I mean, obviously he still has the HIV, but he's managed it.
And he doesn't have to tell his partners.
He's had the money to manage it. You know, and the clout to manage. He's the greatest point guard of all time.
So the message here is if you get AIDS, learn to play basketball.
You learn to play before you get it, though.
Smart,
right?
Yeah. That's good.
I don't know if you've ever, like, you know, Matt, man, you've been on the circuit years and years. I've never heard a bad thing about Magic Johnson as far as people meeting him.
No, I've met him. He was nice. He's wearing a classic 90s FUBU jersey in the photo. It's great. You're wearing a FUBU jersey.
Let me pet your FUBU.
God, do you miss that? Like just meeting all the people, going to the shows, you know, pressing the flesh.
Well, you know what? And this will sound like grandeur or whatever, but like today they come in us, and that's cool.
Mm-hmm. That is cool.
Like you before, you know, and it's just the blessing of it, you know, and but you know, like Jade Cargill coming in here, like she don't know, but like, you know, she was like at a convention around here. I would pay like upwards of like $50.
I want you.
I'm too whatever about that. I'm weird about that.
Oh, as far as like paying for the
Yeah, but I get it. I absolutely get it. But like when I was on the circuit and went and did card shows and sold at them and bought and all that stuff, you didn't pay extra for the photo. You'd get an autograph and then you could just take a picture. But then they realized that's the money maker is the photo. But I still though, man, AI's got to like that's gonna mess up all that. It's messing up Cameo like crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it's totally botching Cameo.
People can fake them now.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll tell you real quick on the way out, Antonio Brown's been extradited from Dubai back to the United States by the U.S. Marshals to face a charge of second-degree attempted murder with a firearm.
Good Lord.
He was tied to a shooting outside of a boxing event in Miami earlier this year.
Boxing creates gunfire.
They really do.
I mean,
really? Why?
I think gambling. That or, you know, rap battles, things like that.
They issued the warrant in June, and then he just, I guess, fled immediately to Dubai, and then he was there a few years ago. He had an incident where he's naked in the pool.
Yeah.
And he's harassing women by...
And it wasn't even like a deep pool, right? It was like a
kiddie pool?
I thought it was more like a fountain.
It was like in the shallow end, kind of, you know, make sure everybody could see his gimmick.
And, yeah.
Ew.
He's got a fun little bit.
Nobody wants to see that.
Someone photographed it thinking it was Loch Ness Monster.
He calls himself CTESPN because Vontaze Burfict damn near killed him that playoff game years
ago. CTESPN. Yeah, you know me.
So, AB, probably going to do some time. I don't know. I saw the incident. I saw he had claimed self-defense at the time, but when you involve guns and his background and where he's from, Liberty City, which is one of the roughest parts of Miami, which is one of the roughest cities in the world as far as, you know,
drugs and
cocaine. I thought it was from Grand Theft Auto.
From that one.
And you realize it was a real place.
Did he kill more than one person?
He killed no one.
He didn't kill anybody. You got him as a murderer. And I'll be honest with you.
AB, Paige will not be on your jury, we promise.
She won't be.
Right.
No, I didn't.
Unless
know.
It's a hung jury, she'll be the first one to sign up. Hey, what's up, guys?
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.